The Wellness Pathfinder takes a discovery journey along body, mind and soul. Hello, I hope that you're all very well. I recently found myself dealing with what started out feeling like a seasonal cold, but quickly turned into something more than that. Intense headaches, severe bone and muscle pain, extreme sensitivity to heat, cold, light, and even touch. No sense of smell or taste, nausea and weakness. These were just some of the symptoms that hijacked my body to leave me practicing a coping technique I now realise I have used many, many times before. I wanted to share a small story with you, and in order to do this, I'd like to take you back to a time when I was about 13 years old. My mum had spent the holiday period painting the internal areas of our house white. White walls, ceilings, and woodwork. My mum loved the brightness and light that bounced around the different areas in the house, and she loved how the fresh, clean look made her feel. Mum didn't like dark colours because she said that they made the rooms look small and pokey. And she didn't like wallpaper either because this was high maintenance for her, gluing it back when it peeled or the inability to easily replace damaged sections. Now, after spending the first 10 years of my life living in a big old period and ornately decorated house before moving to this modern new build, I did understand where my mum was coming from. But I remember one day sitting on the toilet, of all places, looking up at the wall opposite. The bathtub sat underneath this wall, and of all the spaces in the house, I was drawn to this one. I wanted to put something here, something that related to nature, with water, and being clean, but above all, something with colour. I came up with an idea to draw a swan. I don't know why, but I just pictured a swan and water lilies. So our local DIY and paint shop was a short walk away, and I remember going down and rummaging through the bargain basket full of old discontinued colour tester pots, buying what my pocket money could afford. I vaguely remember that the range of colours in this basket was quite limited, so when I got home I set about mixing up the different colours to try and give myself more colour choices to use. I realised that I must have been quite brave to have thought about painting anything like this in this house. From time to time, as I stood inside the bathtub, adding colours to my swan, shades of blue or maybe green to the water, white and pink to the floating flowers, my mum would come into the bathroom, growing a little more uneasy about what the walls would look like. Eventually, after maybe a week or two, I was finished. And this painting remained on the wall for well over a year before it was painted out again. And by this time, I really didn't mind. So when I think back to what was going on around the time that I was painting this wall, I remember that I was having hospital appointments, surgery on my spine. I had just been recently diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and would spend time just screaming and crying in severe pain. But when I was painting, I was in a different world. I wasn't crying, I wasn't screaming, and I looked forward to creating something different outside of the life I had, which at the time was largely focused on sterile hospitals, medication, x-rays, and just feeling scared. Years later, and now a mother myself, I can see how emotionally tough it must have been for my mother to watch me helplessly having attacks and being in so much pain. But she could see that while I was painting this swan and creating my masterpiece, I was in my zone for a time, a happier and quieter place. The distraction of painting was so valuable for me, and the absence of discomfort allowed my mother time to feel less anxious about the pain that I would otherwise have been in. I remember that in painting and drawing, I found a way to manage my pain. And years later, as an adult that studied art and design, painting and drawing is still my go-to place when I need a powerful distraction from any kind of pain. The pain could just as well be a tension headache, or even something like not being able to sleep for no obvious reason. My creations are never as dramatic as the swan on the bathroom wall all those years ago, but my smaller projects have the same desired effect. So today, if like many people, you are dealing with a long or short-term severe pain and are not doing something creative, think about the list of creative activities available to you. Paint, draw, sketch, write, sew, build a model of something, tend a small plant pot, because you don't need to be really good at or be an expert doing these things to benefit from the main aim, which is to provide a safe and effective distraction as your body undergoes much needed healing. So in the meantime, take good care and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.